Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. So in this series, we've been meditating on this really important truth, that God's plan is to make us share in his own divine life so that we can cooperate in his saving work. And we can do this in an ordinary and powerful way just by our human work. Whether work inside the home or out, whether you get paid for it or not. Now, too often we look on work as a punishment for sin. But it's not something to be avoided or thrown off like the shackles of slavery or simply endured, because work is a gift from God. After God creates Adam, he places him in a garden, but not merely to enjoy it. God gives Adam a mission. Genesis says, God took the man and settled him in the Garden of Eden to cultivate it and to take care of it. At the very dawn of creation, God gives Adam the great gift of meaningful work. And work is a gift for three great reasons. First, through work, we share in God's creative activity and help make the world a better place. Through work, we participate in the redeeming work of Christ and help him save souls. And third, through work, we cooperate with the Holy Spirit to grow in virtue and become more and more like God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. It's really astonishing when we think of what God has done, that he comes to dwell within us, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He gives us a share in his own divine being, literally making us adopted sons and daughters of God, not just a figure of speech, but I mean really, so that we are his kids, so that as his children, we can share in the work of his family, like his family business. We're taking part in his family business. And think how children absolutely love to help out with a project. Now, their work isn't needed. Often it makes things more difficult. But it draws them into relationship with their parents. And it helps them mature. This is what Jesus is inviting us into. Because this is what Jesus lived. Listen to what he said. Jesus said, "My Father is still working, and so I am working too." And what is the work of God? Well, really three things. He creates, he sustains everything at every moment, and he leads everything toward its final perfection. So this is what God the Father is inviting us into, to help him. It's amazing. The Catechism says that God created the world in a state of journeying toward its final perfection. We get to help him with that by our work. And then we help him take care of it and help it bring it to its conclusion. This is why St. Paul says that we are co-workers with God. So ask yourself, how does my work make the world a better place, and whom does my work serve? And if it doesn't clearly serve someone or make the world better, then it may be time to make a change in how and where we work. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. Work is not just something we do to make money. It is the way that we do good for the world, the way we do good for other people, and it's one of the most important ways God develops us to reach our full potential as his children. Aristotle observed, we become just by doing just acts, temperate by doing temperate acts, brave by doing brave acts. So work is one of the most important training grounds for virtue. I often think, if only I knew then what I know now. But the truth is, I only know now because of what I learned through work, through mistakes, through perseverance, through growth. And it brings to us the great truth that through work, we grow in so many virtues. In prudence, the art of good decision-making, justice, giving others their due, temperance, mastering selfishness, fortitude, the virtue to keep going when you want to quit, and above all, responsibility, the foundation of maturity. The person we are today was shaped by the work we've done in the past, both at home and in the world. That's why even in retirement, we need meaningful work so that we can continue to grow in virtue. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. The greatest work of Jesus was not carpentry or preaching or healing. It was his suffering and death for the salvation of the world. John Paul II wrote a letter to the world on the value of human work, and there he said, "The work of salvation came about through suffering and death on a cross. By enduring the toil of our human work, in union with Christ crucified, we can collaborate with the Son of God for the redemption of humanity. The Christian finds in human work a small part of the cross of Christ and accepts it in the same spirit of redemption in which Christ accepted his cross for us." So, the ordinary work we do every day, which so often seems mundane, it can become supernatural if we will just offer up our work for the salvation of souls. In fact, we can unite our human work, whatever it is, to the work of Christ crucified, and offer it for the conversion of our loved ones far away from the Christ. And then Jesus will use your work to save them. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. As I said, the greatest work in human history was the work that Jesus did while he was pinned to a cross. So often, when a person is in bed, suffering, they feel useless. And this is so much more exponentially difficult if it's a chronic illness and you have these prolonged, maybe the rest of your life of not being able to serve physically, and a person can feel so useless. But the fact that Jesus did his greatest work in the midst of extreme suffering, by his suffering, means that we can participate in the greatest work ever, precisely when we feel most useless, when we are suffering, we're incapacitated, or we seem so unproductive. All we have to do is make the act of the will and accept what we did not choose, do not like, and cannot change, and just offer it up for souls. Then we are doing the most fruitful work possible. Jesus said, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains only a single grain. But if it dies, it yields a rich harvest. When you feel most useless, it might be, no, it is the most powerful work of your life. Accept it and offer it up. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
St. Michael the Archangel,
defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil.
May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Teresa, before we jump into our conversation, I want to invite everyone to join us each day during Lent in the community space on our app, where we are going to help you really live Lent. So just go to the community space on the app this Tuesday, February 3rd, and Dr. Troy Hinkle will tell you all about it. What were you reflecting on, Teresa?
I don't know how to consolidate my thoughts on this, but I was just thinking about, I don't think I'm the best at being in the present. And that's something I've been thinking a lot about lately. I think I've got a good memory and I like to think about the future and I just get distracted by all sorts of things. But even though I think I have the greatest job on earth, I still spend time in such deep impatience, being like, once I finish with my work, then I'll get back to my life. As if the work is not my life. And I think we all spend a lot of our time in our day thinking we're going to get to our life. And then we get home and then we waste away.
Yes.
And we don't get to living our life.
Yes.
And it's not until you look at the work and say, this is living my life. And you get home and you're making dinner and you're like, this is living my life. And every moment that you're currently in, even if that's suffering, even if you think you've been taken away from your life, the thing that you care the most about doing, whatever you're doing right now, that is the work of it. That is what you should be doing. That is your life.
I think that's an excellent point. What has helped me gain that perspective is having a rule of life, a recipe of life. What I mean by that is this: what we want is happiness. But in order to be happy, there are certain things in general that we need. Physical goods, sleep, exercise, food. We need relationships, friendship. Another thing that we need, we have a need, a desire for achievement.
Mm-hmm.
We want to see how our lives make a good contribution in the world.
Yeah.
So we should create whatever you want to call it, a plan, a structure, a rule, a recipe, a way to live your life every day so that you get the things you need to be happy. And one of those is achievement, doing good for others through work.
Yeah. And you can really frame that differently depending on where you're at in your life. Because it doesn't mean, well, every single day you should start up a new company that's really successful.
Hey, if you can do that.
If you can, I guess that's what you're doing. But it might be cleaning something up at home. It might be making a rule of life. It might be starting a habit of meditation, little successes and things that it's actually not quite so little. But you do need to know you're making steps forward.
Yes.
Whatever that might mean in your personal life.
So we all want for our lives to make a contribution for good. That's what our work means. So I think there's two aspects. One, whatever work we're doing, let's give it a supernatural value. And all, to do that, we just do two things. As you start your work, you say, Father, I'm doing this for the love of you. Secondly, I offer it for the conversion of sinners.
Yeah.
Give your work a supernatural value.
Mm-hmm.
Every work, say, Father, I do this for the love of you, and I do it for the conversion of sinners.
That's the perfect resolution.
Good. I loved your insight.
I loved yours. I feel like it brought it to completion.
That's the great beauty of conversation. So let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.